And I'm a 21-year-old guy, 5'11" tall. I weigh 170. I'm considered pretty good-looking. I'm normal in every way. What I'm trying to say is I have the same sexual drives as other guys, but from looking around in the locker room, I can see I'm not as well endowed. I've dated a couple of very nice girls, but broke up with them because I was afraid to get intimate. To be truthful, Ann, I'm scared to death that I wouldn't be able to please a woman. That would be so damaging to my self-esteem that I'm better off not trying. The problem's wrecking my life. I've seen ads in sleazy magazines for men who have this problem. Powdered reindeer horns, crushed seeds from Samoa, salves from India. But I don't believe they work. Is there anything legitimate that does work? Maybe hormone shots or some kind of injections of silicone? Please help me. I'll try anything you say. God, it must be awful to be a member of the itty-bitty club. Thank God.
Thank God I'm a man! Yeah! What it is, man.
I one time I used to double date with a guy that was minuscule. He'd always say, "Grace, when we go parking, don't turn on the lights. That way, you know, maybe I can hobble her before she knows what hit her." I said, "Well, all right." But I remember one time we were up on Lover's Lane, lights were out. I heard his zipper go down. He grabbed that thing and slammed it in her hand. She said, "No, thanks. I don't smoke." Kind of kills the mood. But the follow-up letter to Ann Landers is pretty good. "Dear Ann, it's difficult to believe that you've never received a letter in praise of the modestly endowed male, and how he often turns out to be the most satisfying lover of the lot." I guess it's written by a woman, right? "I've had 8 partners. 3 of them were husbands over a period of 25 years. These men were, I believe, a fairly good sampling. From my experience, I can tell you that lovemaking with the man who was the least spectacularly endowed was the most fulfilling. He was also the most exciting because he was responsive, sensitive, caring, romantic, considerate." You know, you could be more considerate, big fella. Shut up. "What too many fail to understand is that sexual pleasure is generated in the mind. The brain is the most important sex organ of all. That's where everything happens or fails to happen. The brain? Well, you tell that to my pile driving truck. That's where the action is. Look at his hip moving." Yeah, says, "Dear Ann, I hope you'll discuss this in print. There's entirely too much emphasis on size these days." Oh, yeah? "Well, then how come John Holmes made $10 quintillion? But anyway, what are you going to do, huh? Gives new meaning to blow your brains out, I guess, huh? Well, I just can't help it that I'm a man, you know what I'm telling you? I just can't help it. I'm glad that I got them big puppies swaying from side to side with a texture like nugget hide. No need to worry much. I can always get 10 hot. I got that sweet thing by my side, and I give her just a big old ride. I've got swang and avocados. King of the scrot. Gravity takes its toll, so my package hangs down real low. Old worn out tight blue jeans. Doodads popping out of every seam. I hear old girlfriends remembering when I had my doodads impact in their chins. I've got swinging avocados. King of the scrot. I'm just a trout dropping, ditty bopping, hobbling clown. And once in a while, I go where it's brown. And every little slice has its own smell. But nothing as unsavory as that hog Estelle. I sing, oh Lord, I can't be pleased if I have a layer of Dordogne cheese. If you think I'm inept, I might just part your gluteal cleft, so you better cut all that chatter, cause I think I'm about to splatter. I got swinging avocados, king of the scrot. They like to swing and sway, and maybe venture to the old Bombays. I'll have to spend some bucks for an uplifting doodad duck, but there's no need to telegram my desire for a bearded clam. I got swang and avocado, king of the scrum.
Well, I have a little...